hold it up and stuff. Tom did have a little plow, but I think he let somebody have that little thing, like maybe on it, but he just holds it and builds up his little beds. Just take a hole and dig.
So but do you know any different kinds of plows or anything about
it? I'm a town gal.
What about?
Best in the country.
You're the city cousin. Well, you know, after somebody's plowed, you know, if they're big chunks of dirt, they want to break it up even more, what do they go over? A thing with a lot of discs.
I've seen that. Yeah.
Have you ever heard that called anything else, like a gee-whiz or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a gee-whiz?
Never.
And I guess the roads weren't very good sometimes when you were young.
No, they weren't. They just had good roads after I was about grown.
Well, if you were going somewhere and there was a log across the road, you'd have to do what to get it to go by? You'd have to grab that log.
Drag it out of the road. Trees fall across the road and people would have to get out of the wagons and move them. Just drag them out of the road.
Did you ever do that?
Mm-mm. No, I never did.
Well, now tell me about, you mentioned those horses, you know, that the carpenters would use or something.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see something, well, maybe an X-shaped frame like this, there'd be two of them and you lay a log between them, saw it, to use firewood?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What'd you call that?
I really don't know what to call it, but I remember my cousin did it. He had one of those when I'd go out there and visit with him, and he had a saw.
And
two of them, he'd get his cousin across the street there, and they would just, you know, saw back and forth. Is that what you call a cross-cut saw?
So you never heard him call that, you know, like a saw buck or a saw a
no.
horse itself?
No, never.
What do you use on your hair?
I use Alberta VO5, a hairdresser. It's for blue gray, for gray hair to keep from turning yellow. It comes in Alberta VO5.
And then after you put that on your hair, you use a what?
I use a straightening comb.
Do you ever use the
hairbrush? Mm-hmm.
So if you use a hairbrush, you say you're going to
brush your hair.
Well, what about your husband? Did he ever have a straight razor?
No.
Did you ever see one?
Yes, my daddy used one. When you pull out, it fits into a, I don't know what they call it, but you pull it out and then, that's what this thing is for. That's what that is for.
What would they sharpen a straight razor?
They had a strap, a razor strap, mm-hmm. And I always kept it hanging in the bathroom where they use those things, and I've seen them just sharpen it. You sharpen the razor. And
Did your father have a gun? A pistol?
Mm-hmm.
What did he put in it if he wanted to shoot?
Bullets?
Did you ever hear him call those anything else?
Cottages.
And there was one toy I'm sure you had that I didn't ask you about when you were a child that you might sit in and you go back and forth?
A rocking chair?
No, you might have two
ropes. A swing. Oh yes, we made swings and boy, we would swing. Oh, I love to swing. When my grandkids come home in summer, we put a swing out there and let them swing.
They do. I know they enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did anybody here have a bird cold?
Yes, indeed.